Zone. I'm Steve Dura. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless, here to tell you the truth. And if that offends you, I got to be honest, it doesn't bother me a bit. Somebody has to tell it to you straight, and I am the guy. Make no mistake. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, new rules are on the way in California that could keep you from bringing home the bacon. Really, unless you want to spend three times as much, we'll tell you about that. Number two, a national moratorium on evictions has come to a close after a ruling by the Supreme Court extending them through July came to an end. It means millions could be impacted. And number one, I'm going to let you in on a little secret here today. I do not need the CDC's permission to do, well, anything. Nope. Not one little thing. I don't need the health department's permission or Anthony Fauci's permission or the squad. Or the governor of my state, or the president of the United States, for that matter. I don't need permission to live my life as a free American. I'm more likely to get shot in Washington, D.C. than to catch a fatal case of COVID. And if you are vaccinated, you're more likely to get hit by lightning than die from COVID-19. So stop the ridiculous, irrational fear-mongering. We're told to get the jab and drop the mask. For millions of people like me, that was a major motivational factor, maybe number one. And now they say it doesn't matter if you get the jab. Wear the mask anyway. It doesn't make sense. I reject fear-mongering. I reject the overreach by government. I reject health departments filled with all sorts of people nobody ever voted for trying to impose their will on the rest of us. I reject teachers' unions trying to keep schools closed when we all know it's a terrible idea and terrible for kids. I reject virtual learning and all the failures it brought on both sides of the camera for teachers, mostly for students. And I reject the blatant attacks on my God-given rights and my rights as an American citizen. I also reject demands for vaccine mandates and vaccine passports. That is not who we are. We should not allow the fear mongers to railroad everyone else in the name of public health. The public is best served by less government, not more. That's a fact. Period. So who's with me in rejecting fear mongering? I'm not interested in hearing this anymore. I want to play for you again. I played it in the last hour, but I want to play it again. Number 12 with Anthony Fauci, because if you go back all the way to May of 2021, like 6 or 7 weeks ago, Anthony Fauci said, this is all working. If you get the vaccine, you don't need to wear a mask. That was all about the science. The science, you see. Listen.
Masks is confusing people a little because 2 weeks ago, the CDC said that people who had been vaccinated were safer while wearing masks. Now there's new guidance. What changed in that period?
Well, what's happened has been an accumulation of data, John, showing in the real-world effectiveness of the vaccines. It is even better than in the clinical trials, well over 90% protecting you against disease, number one. Number two, a number of papers have come out in the past couple of weeks showing that the vaccine protects even against the variants that are circulating. And thirdly, we're seeing that it is very unlikely that a vaccinated person, even if there's a breakthrough infection, would transmit it to someone else. So the accumulation of all of those scientific facts, information, and evidence brought the CDC to make that decision to say, now, when you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask, not only outdoors, but you don't need to wear it indoors.
That's from CBS News, of course. Well, here's the thing. Here's the problem with everything that we just said. It's all about the science. That was 7 weeks ago. The science has changed so dramatically in 7 weeks that now everybody that's been vaccinated has to wear a mask indoors, outdoors, double mask, hermetically sealed. Come on. There's a reason people are angry. The messaging keeps changing, and it looks to be more motivated by political science than science coming out of the labs. Dr. Mark Siegel, we're going to jump to bite number nine here. Dr. Mark Siegel. Over at Fox News had some things to say about all of this because he says it is about fear. It's about fear here at home in the United States. He says the pandemic and the vaccines are not the same as teachers' unions pushing for kids to get the jab or threatening to not open schools. I'll share that in a moment. Listen to what Dr. Siegel has to say.
Beware the teachers' unions. Beware any attempt to close schools. Beware fear-mongering as a method of closing schools. Beware people that teachers that love teaching remotely. Excuse me, apologies to teachers out there. But, you know, it's better for a teacher to teach remotely than for a poor six-year-old that doesn't even afford, isn't even able to afford an iPad, let alone all the socialization issues, mental health issues climbing out of control, substance abuse climbing out of control. It isn't a question about whether the schools should be open or not. They have to be open. And study after study has shown decreased risk of spread in schools than if you take the same kid and put them out in the community or put them at home with their parents. That's when more spread occurs.
So more spread occurs if you're locked in a house in close contact with your own family than if you go to school. Completely true. And where are the peer-reviewed studies that tell us that being masked up has any impact at all on stopping the spread? If the masks had worked, would we be where we are today? Ask yourself. The biggest surge came a few months ago when everybody was wearing masks and all the mandates were in place and everything was required. And yet here we are dealing with a Delta variant. And I'm not clear on how dangerous the Delta variant is, but they keep telling us it's super dangerous. It's terrible. It's awful. Is it? Here's Dr. Siegel again. He went a lot further and hammered on Democrats for implying that the unvaccinated are white Trump supporters, which, by the way, is a popular myth on the left, destroyed by the actual numbers, showing minority communities and independents who have long histories of not trusting the government are the ones most likely to avoid getting the jab. And then he said this. It is all about fear. Listen.
This is fear to control. They don't message the idea of the low death rate because the highest risk groups are already largely vaccinated, like the elderly. It's right. Always how many cases 80%. There are, not about the fact that almost everyone that's vaccinated gets either a mild case or no case. That actually might, that positive messaging might actually get more people to take the vaccine. But it's always, you have misinformation, we have correct information. You know, this idea that you have a moral requirement. Instead of talking about it in more personal terms, protect yourself, protect your family, you'll get a mild case at worst. At worst, all it is fear messaging, the politics to control, the non-ending pandemic.
The non-ending pandemic. What they want. They want the ability to dictate to you under the guise of a public health emergency whatever they want to dictate to you. Do this, don't do that. You can go here, you can't go there. Your kids can be in school, you can't be in school, and so on and so forth. I reject all of that. I reject all of that because, again, back to my little secret. I don't need the CDC's permission to do anything. I don't need some public health official to give me permission to do anything. Are we clear on that? Take that to the bank. This part of the program brought to you by Muskox. Go muskox.com. You can save 15% right now with the promo code Gruber on men's action wear. Go muskox.com. Check it out. 15% off site-wide. Use the promo code Gruber. Why? Because this is the Steve Gruber Show.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
The Detroit Tigers are one of the last teams in the American League to integrate their roster. Their first African-American player was Larry Doby in 1958, 10 years after Doby integrated the American League when he debuted with the Indians. The first African-American player to be signed by the Tigers and then make his way through the farm system to become a regular was Jake Wood. In 1961. To cap Negro Leagues weekend, the Tigers honored Jake Wood yesterday, celebrating his achievements as a player, as a person, and all that he's meant to the players who followed in his footsteps in the 60 years since he debuted. Jake Wood is just one of those people who makes your day better just by seeing him. And he's still playing ball on an 80 and older men's softball team that plays in tournaments, highly competitive tournaments all across the country.
peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
The beauty of high school sports is the benefits the kids playing the games receive. The benefit of belonging to something. The donning of the school uniform, the pep assemblies, homecoming, playing games they love in front of family and friends. Things you won't find anywhere else in youth sports. Show your support for the kids by heading out to a high school game in your community soon. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.